Belmont Wine, how can I direct your call?
Hi, I was looking to speak to Andrew. Is he available?
Yeah, I'll transfer you 1 second.
Thank you.
Belmont Wine, this is Andy.
Hey, Andy, this is Sam calling with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. Sam from where?
It's the Bank of Cardiff. It sounds funny over the phone. It's C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank. Yeah, like
okay.
Cardiff. That's right. I was actually just looking to follow up with you here. It looks like we sent you a couple mail offers. I'm sure you've bumped into them here once or twice. They ring any bells?
No.
We had you pre-approved for about $250,000. It covers equipment, working capital, things like that. I was just looking to make an introduction here, see if you had any questions, if you had any needs coming up in the near future.
Unfortunately, our line of credit precludes any third-party loans.
Your line of credit precludes. Who's the line of credit with?
Wells Fargo.
And it was a condition that you can't take any third-party loans?
Right.
That's interesting. Okay. Do you ever utilize that line of credit there?
Practically the whole thing, yeah.
The whole thing. Well, see, honestly, when you do start dipping in, like, deeper and deeper. Here, let me give you an idea here. What was your annual sales, like, last year? Just
sizable.
I'm sorry?
Sizable.
Sizable? So we have programs here where you don't have to dip into lines of credit. You wouldn't have to. I know when you utilize more than 50% of it, it kind of starts to take its toll here on your business and everything. Are you sure you want to be stuck with the, like, Wells Fargo lines of credit? If you let the door open here, let the banks go to war with each other, we can probably get you some better rates here. Seems like they kind of backed you into a corner here. No third-party financing. Here's a line of credit. I don't know.
We're very heavily leveraged. We did have some other loans which were grandfathered in by Wells, so they let us keep those.
Right.
We probably won't do anything for at least until the beginning of the year. We'll review.
Till the beginning of the year. Yeah, I got you. Would you be open to refinancing all this stuff? I mean, if somebody could come and consolidate, sweep them all together, undercut some of the rates, you know, get you something better. Is that something you guys would be open to here?
Sure, but I've never heard of the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. So we're a privately owned commercial bank. We're based down in San Diego, and we specialize in the field here, kind of small to medium-sized businesses. We generally do a little bit more outreach than the typical banks. We kind of cut them off where they fall short, nationwide banks, people like Wells Fargo and stuff. They generally do have a couple shortcomings, and that's kind of where we fill it in. If you're leveraging a big line of credit there, if you're working with them and they're excluding third-party financing, I feel that we can definitely restructure the way that works there just to kind of give you a little more breathing room. Seems to be a little too tight. If you're open to the idea, we can definitely explore it. I do have somebody here who specializes in the field, if you have an extra minute.
Now's probably not the best time. I would get back with us in January.
I understand.
January, and because we're not going to do anything at the present time.
I got you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, as long as you were open to the idea, it just looks like if you could just kind of give yourself a little more breathing room, I think that would help you out. If I reach out in January, you guys think you'll be trying to take on any equipment or projects or just financial restructure?
It all goes for inventory.
Inventory?
Yeah, we don't need any equipment here. I mean, we buy equipment occasionally, but and some upgrades to the building, but that's about it.
I got you.
Nothing requiring large loans.
I got you. Okay. So basically just a little bit of cash flow help here. And you said that line of credit is pretty leveraged. What percentage of that are you using?
Well, 100%.
100%. If you don't mind me asking,
but we're not really using it the way most people use it for accounts receivable. We have no accounts receivable because everything's prepaid.
I see that.
It's all for inventory. So they had to set up something which was a little bit unusual. Their loans were based upon our inventory levels. So.
I can see that, yeah, based on what you're telling me. Basically, for the program that you'd be looking for that kind of thing, if you're just trying to take inventory, we call it working capital, where we have something in place where it's that your cash flow is coming in as it's coming out. So it kind of gives you a little bit more liquidity. You get a little more leveraging room and freedom. A line of credit would kind of tighten everything up. So that's how I feel that.
Yeah, it's not the best approach, but at least, you know, if we have an extra million, we can pay it down, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely get that. I think we could just definitely kind of fix this up a little bit better to make you a little more comfortable. To be honest with you, we don't really have any application fees. Our application is just one page long. If you're ready to explore at any time here, a week or two, or whatever it is, if you had some time, we could just kind of, you wouldn't be committed to anything. We could just kind of keep playing with these numbers back and forth, see if we can get you something a little you're happier with. You wouldn't...
Let's wait until January.
Around January? That sounds good.
Yeah, contact me first week of January. I'll take a look at it then.
First week of January. I'll definitely do that. And okay. Is there a good email address I could reach you at?
I'll send it to my private email, andy1223
okay.
at comcast.net.
Comcast.net. All right. And just a heads up here, that's not going to go in any database and send you spam. It's just my contact list. So okay. what I'll do is just shoot you over an email here, just kind of giving you a little background of what we do. It'll have my phone number. You can email me back whenever. And worst case scenario, I'll reach out that first week of January, see if we can just kind of, you know, rebalance these finances a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. It was good talking to you, Andy. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.